Martin. Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors. Made to love, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. It's election day yesterday. I know y'all already focused on all the marijuana laws passed. But in Charlotte, the black candidate, Patrick Cannon, beat Edwin Peacock. So Charlotte has back-to-back African-American mayors. Of course, Sybil talked about Kasim Reed being reelected in Atlanta, Ben Hall losing to incumbent Anise Parker there trying to become the second black mayor. It didn't happen.
In Houston.
Cincinnati, the black mayor there, Mark Mallory, term limited, couldn't run again. But John Cranley beat the candidate there. No black mayor in Cincinnati. In Atlantic City, the African-American incumbent, Lorenzo Langford, he lost his bid for reelection.
In New York City,
the first African-American woman ever elected citywide, Letitia Adams, wins as public advocate, and that was a position that de Blasio held before he actually ran for mayor. So Letitia Adams, congratulations, first black woman in history elected citywide. But our focus is what's happening in Detroit. Rochelle Riley, the Free Press there, joins us right now. And Rochelle, first white mayor in 40 years in Detroit. What happened?
It's a new day in Detroit. It was very decisive, 55% to 45%. And even though there was some early discussion about race, people tamped that down because they said jobs and money and leadership outweigh race. I think that people are tired. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're tired of the threat of bankruptcy and tired of Detroit being a laughingstock. Even Emmett Moten, who was the development director under Mayor Coleman Young, said that race doesn't matter. He said it sends a tone in this community and in this region. Let's get together. Mayor is mayor. Let's not make a deal about the guy's color, eyes, hair, or whatever.
Did he also, in terms of Duggan, my understanding, he had a very strong multiracial coalition and making it clear that he wanted to keep the focus on economics as the driving force of his campaign?
This is the second business leader elected in Detroit in the past 5 years, except this business leader is a very pushy, very strong, very organized guy. And he went around to 250 homes, house parties, all over the city of Detroit and talked to people about who he was and what he wanted to do. And I think it helped that he's just a regular guy. You know, he's not flashy. He's not somebody who plays on emotion. He just pretty much said, this is what I want, and this is the same thing you want. And he had a huge, very diverse coalition of people, including some of the former black candidates who were running in the primary. There were like 8 people running initially. They came and brought their support to him. Not all of them, but some of them.
This reminds me of Mitch Landrieu when he ran for mayor in New Orleans, saying after several African-American mayors there, and same thing, folks said, okay, look, we'll give you a listen, and then he ends up winning.
Well, I think that sometimes it depends on what you've been through. They went through Hurricane Katrina, and we are going through Hurricane Broke, and people really have decided.
Hurricane Broke.
Yes. People have really decided that they want a business leader. They want somebody. He ran on the fact that he was a turnaround expert who saved a hospital system here. And it's about business and about Detroit being different than it was. I think that resonated with people.
How much power will he have, Rochelle, with the manager and coming in and taking over?
None. Not a bit, for just a little bit. But here's the difference between this candidate and the person he ran against, who's the current sheriff, mm-hmm. who told people he wouldn't run for office. He said, I'll be your sheriff, and I'll be your sheriff for 4 years. And then he ran, and then last night during his concession speech, he said, we're going to galvanize and get together and get ready. And they're like, well, he's getting ready to run for something else. So this guy is pretty much focused on working with what's going on now. He's not happy with the emergency management situation. He doesn't want the emergency manager any more than any of the other candidates. But every candidate, whether it was for city council or mayor, who said, we're coming in and getting rid of the emergency manager, lost. And every candidate who said, we're going to come in and get this bankruptcy process done, either get it not approved in court or get it settled so that we can, you know, get the power back to the city, they all won. So I think people just want some sense of direction and cooperation and working together. And he also wants to improve the relationship between the city and the state government in Lansing, because for a long time people said they didn't like them.
I think some people also who have had some inroads in the city for a long time may be scared about getting shut out now, Rochelle.
There are some fears about this. This new mayor-elect said it's not going to happen. We'll have to wait and see. On another note, I was in Toronto last week when news broke that the guy was smoking crack. And I said, oh, really?
What else you got?
So keep an eye on Detroit. We'll see what happens.
It's a new day in Detroit, huh?
It's a new day in Detroit.
I guess time we'll be interviewing somebody in Toronto. Say, let's talk about your mayor. I saw a great tweet, Tom. Somebody said, crack smoker sometimes serves as mayor.
Hurricane
Thanks, Rochelle.